Penny for Your Thoughts is a Vectis Radio production, written by Marion Hartley and produced by David Hartley.
Yeah, good morning, Penny. You're a bit late, aren't you?
Yes, I am a bit.
Look, go on, you sit down with Monty and I'll make you some toast.
Oh, all right. But I think I'll just have cereal.
Well, I'll make you a coffee then.
Oh, thanks.
So, is Tina leaving?
No, well, she hasn't said she is. In fact, yesterday, she couldn't have been nicer to me. And she is obviously trying her best because she said she was in at 8:30.
Oh, that's ridiculous. She won't be paid overtime, will she?
No.
Oh, so she's just doing that to look good.
Yep.
So what exactly did Henry say to her?
Oh, look, I haven't got time to tell you now, but I will tell you later, OK?
All right. I was thinking of cooking something special tonight.
Oh, and what did you have in mind?
Oh, I thought I'd do stew.
Oh, really? Well, it won't come with the curry sauce, though, will it?
Oh, Penny, that was a one-off. This will be a simple stew and truly scrumptious.
Okay. I'll believe that when I see it.
Oh, Penny, how could you say that?
Because, Kathy, some of your creations have been rather...
Stupendous?
Stupendous? Is that what you call it?
Well, what would you call it?
Look, sorry, I've got to go.
Will you just wait? This will be the stew of the century.
Now that I can believe.
So when you're out, can you get me some of that marmalade? The one I like, and not that dreadful rubbish you bought the other day.
I didn't have any choice, Vince. They didn't have any of the one you like.
Well, make sure you get the right one this time, then. OK?
All right. And is there anything else you want?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, is that your phone? Aren't you going to answer it?
No, it's bound to be work. So I'll phone them back when you've gone.
Well, it might be important.
No, it won't be.
Vince?
Yes?
Well, nothing. It can wait. I'll see you later. Bye.
OK, bye, and don't forget the marmalade.
Matthew, where's Penny working today?
In household, I think. Why do you ask?
Well, it's just that she says she always seems to be working with Tina these days.
Well, I can't help that. And anyway, she works well with her, so what's the problem?
Well, she doesn't like her.
So? No one likes Tina.
Oh, I know that. But you must admit, Penny does seem to work with her all the time.
Well, someone has to, so she'll just have to put up with it. She'll be okay. At least she doesn't go off sick like some members of staff after working with her.
Oh, you're joking. They haven't done that, have they?
Yeah, I think a couple of people have.
No. It must be just a coincidence.
Nah, I don't think so. But hang on a minute, I've actually got something to ask you. What happened with Tina? Because she was in early today, and no one does that unless they've done something wrong.
Ah. Well, I think that's all down to the meeting we had with her.
Oh, I see. And you mean when she complained about Madge?
Yeah.
Oh, I do wish she'd left that to me.
Oh, well, you weren't here. And we, that is, Henry and I, felt we had to deal with it immediately.
Yeah, I think I would have dealt with it better.
Oh, I don't know about that. I think we handled the whole situation extremely well. OK, she won't speak to either of us now, but I think I can live with that.
She is a very complex young lady, you know.
Complex? No. She's just a pain in the bum, that's all.
No, I think she's very unhappy deep down.
Oh, well, so are a lot of people, but they don't take it out on everyone else. So, are you going to have her round to your house again?
No, no, certainly not. Once was more than enough. Ah, Henry, just a person. When are they going to start work on the cafe?
It's a coffee bar.
Okay, coffee bar. So, what's happening with it?
Oh, the builders are waiting for parts. They said they would know when they're back in. They let me know when they're back in. Yeah.
I see.
So Matthew, I haven't had the hard chance to ask you how your holiday was. Was it good?
Well, yeah, it was, thanks. We both hope to go back there again sometime.
Oh, that's nice. Would it be to the same place?
Well, we haven't decided that yet, but it will definitely be in the summer.
Ah! So you'll get to experience the midget.
The what?
The midges. You must have heard of them. You know, they bite. The midgets bite. The midges bite. But I don't want to put you off going to Scotland again. It's lovely. So I'm just warning you that is all.
Okay. I'll tell Yaz.
Oh, and say I don't want to put you off going.
Oh, no. I'd rather know. I'll have to Google it.
Yes, even with them, it's still well worth going. Mm-hmm. It's well worth going.
Yeah, I'm sure it is.
Morning, Penny.
Oh, hi, Tina. What time did you get in?
Oh, I've only been here for about 15 minutes.
Oh, I see. And what's that?
Oh, these are for you.
Oh, thank you, Tina. But why?
Well, it was buy two, get one free. So I thought you'd like one.
Oh, that's lovely, thank you. And I love dark chocolate.
Good.
Right, is there anything we need to do?
No.
Oh, good. So, you have obviously changed your mind.
Changed my mind? About what?
About working here. The other day you said you hated it here. But you can't do if you keep coming in early.
Well, I changed my mind, that's all. I do it all the time.
Well, if you keep doing that, I'll get confused, as I won't ever know what you really mean.
Well, you should learn to be more benevolent.
Benevolent? What the hell does that mean?
It means kind. Or sort of compassionate.
I am kind. Not like some people.
What do you mean by that? I just gave you the chocolates, didn't I?
I don't mean you.
You do? Right. I'll have them back then.
Oh, go on then, take them. They're not my favourites anyway. I don't like nuts.
Here you go. Mine's out the way, Monty. Drink this. I think you need it.
Oh, she really gets on my nerves.
I know, but she did give you some chocolates.
Oh, yeah, and then she took them back again.
Well, I wish she'd asked for them back.
Why?
Because those nutty ones are my favourite.
Oh, how silly of me.
Right, okay, well, dinner won't be long.
Yes, I'd forgotten. We're having stew, aren't we? Well, is it stew?
Yes.
Oh, so what have you done? Have you added cheese this time?
No, of course I haven't.
Well, have you thrown in some pickle then? That would be different.
No, I wouldn't do that. Well, not this time anyway.
So what have you done?
Nothing. But there's someone here to see you.
Oh, so where are they?
They're in the sitting room.
Oh, and who is it?
Penny, it's Michael.
Tune in next time for another instalment of Penny for Your Thoughts.